Blog Talk Radio.
I've been paying attention to what's going on out there, man.
Yup.
I've been watching you niggas stealing my ways and shit.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting out of control now.
Out of control.
I'ma start telling you niggas like I tell my bitches.
Listen.
Don't watch me, watch TV. This is pay-per-view, nigga. You got to pay for this. Hey! First, let me take time to brush my shoulders off. Wait. I had to dust my shoulders all back. Y'all been waiting, been patient, been anxious. Now I hear for bring back me, your greatness. Yes, the rap I leave, jab I weave, then come back with the same jab times three. I blow smoke to the heaven, I'm so dope, it's a weapon. Rap's one big casino, I'm plotting Ocean 11. I might have sold the least, but I still managed to be most feared by most MCs. Good. Who dope is me? Who close to me? For sure, Bobby, nobody. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. Now listen, you can either comprehend it or compliment it. It's all authentic, yeah. But you better believe whatever I say, no homo. You can bet your balls I'll miss it. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Bad news, rap dudes, I'm back, fools, get it thrown up. This is that jack move. Hat true, I just sneezed in a track move. God bless me, yes, that's true. So bright, so lights up for me. So light, marry the game, so rights up for me. Yes. So nice, so ice up for me. Got two pieces too big and one piece for the key. Yes, I am back like Crip Crack, yup. Even my connect asked me how I cooked that up. I told him, a brick of me is equivalent to 50 keys. Broken down, so around your inner city street.
Wow.
If you catch me sexing a chick, it's a bisexual chick or something foreign I'll never forget. Yes, I'm the shit, bet I'm the shit. How much lay it down? Whatever you bet, I got it complete. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Homie, quick, get a camera, get a flick, yeah. Get a load of this, homie. The fifth's on me, say something, the fifth's off me. Aim, ready to bust, damn, the fifth's horny. The album's stunning, which mean the album's coming. Been a while, but fuck it, this time around I'm fronting. I done sounded stunning, I done wowed in public. I done paid my dues, did my 100 miles and running. Now I'm back, I like raw cocaine. Put in a pot with water and soda and thrown on flames. And look, what came out was me.
I miss y'all. Hope you miss me. And listen, I'm ready to do this, man. First show back with the team, back on the squad, and I'm just ready to go. And this is definitely an interesting topic to come back on.
But yes, I'm ready. Indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, man. Yeah, the Bishop back in the building. I'm trying to make sure we ain't got no technical difficulties. Make sure we get Queen Poison on here, too. Because you know Queen Poison got to be on this, too. You know it's the trifecta, the musical trifecta, myself, Queen Poison, and the Bishop. So tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about, you know, last week we talked about the side chicks, and the side chicks are winning out here. Now we finna talk about the other side, the side dudes, the side pieces, the side ninjas. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about them and the songs about them and see if they winning out here like the side chicks are winning out here. But we definitely got to get Quay Poison on the line because she actually did a poll on Twitter last week about whether the side chicks is winning out here. And it's like, yeah. that poll was interesting as hell, but I'll let her tell you about it. But while I'm trying to deal with, make sure that we get her on the line, I'm going to go ahead and bang out the quick three real quick for y'all. As always, a quick three gives you three little new tidbits for y'all to chew on. And then before we get into our main topic, there's a story that came out this week in music that I definitely want to touch on in more detail. So let's get into this quick three. First story in the quick three has to do with someone who rose with Bobby Shmurda. An associate of Bobby Shmurda just got sentenced on Tuesday to a very, very, very long prison sentence. This dude about to be under the jail. He about to be in jail for the next for pretty much a century. After he was convicted of murder, gang related charges included conspiracy, murder, attempted murder, and assault. The guy got sentenced to 98 1/3 years in prison on Tuesday. Rashid Dursant, age 24, was a member of the GS9 gang, and it's the 98-plus years in prison is basically a tally of consecutive prison terms on those charges. Dursant, hold up, I think we got him back. Got Poison here, Queen Poison. You with us now, baby girl?
Yeah, what up?
All right. Hey, Bishop, you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, back to the first story of the quick three. Dursant fatally gunned down a 19-year-old gang rival in a bodega in Brooklyn back in February of 2013, and in the same incident tried to kill three other individuals. That according to Special Narcotics Prosecutor Bridget Brennan's office. In 2014, he shot a 22-year-old woman in the neck and hip who was an innocent bystander. Shmurda is actually facing charges of the same conspiracy in September. So that bama might be doing some time coming up too, which wouldn't be too bad because it ain't like he ain't doing shit else with his life anyway. His music sucks, but okay. All right, we're going to move on. A member of Shmurda's crew is about pretty much doing life at this point in time because ain't no way in the world he gonna live 100 years from now and be able to get out and do anything. So yeah, we wish you, I don't wish you good luck. Get out of here. Anyway, story number two has to do with the ongoing saga between Ciara and her ex Future. On May the 17th, there was a court case that was decided between Ciara and Future regarding custody of their son. And Ciara lost that case as she was seeking sole custody of their son. As you know, they've been embroiled in a lot of legal saga with slander and libel claims. Future possibly calling her a bitch on Twitter and all this other shit. But, yeah, she attempted to try to get sole custody of their 2-year-old son, Zaire Wilburn, but the judge said, nah, ain't going to happen. So essentially, they still will have joint custody of their son, and the legal drama between the exes is going to continue. And in the meantime, in between time, Russell Wilson still can't get in that. Okay, all right. Are we going to move on? I'm sorry. Anyway. I'm just making jokes here today. This is how I roll right now. It is what it is. Anyway, and the third and final story of the quick three is Celine Dion gave her first interview 4 months after the tragic death of her husband, Rene Angélil, who passed away in January after a long bout with throat cancer. Her husband passed away at the age of 73, and in an interview she did with People magazine just recently, she spoke about, you know, basically their history together and how it was like almost like a fairy tale love affair between the two. As many people know, her husband was actually her manager for a very long time when she was performing. And the two also had three kids together. They have a 15-year-old son and twin boys as well. As many people know, Dion also, 2 days after the death of her husband, her brother also passed away from cancer. So for people who want to, you know, read Celine Dion's interview, her first interview since the death of her husband and her brother, you can pick up the latest issue of People magazine to check out the interview and read about Celine Dion's thoughts, which is, you know, the first time she's spoken since the death of her husband and her brother Daniel, both passing away from cancer. And on a personal note, I just want to say cancer sucks, and that's all there is to it. But that is your quick three for today. I wanted to get into another story I want to talk about. But first, I want to go back to this whole Bobby Shmurda thing and the dude getting 98 years. What do y'all think about this dude pretty much about to do the rest of his life in prison?
Wow. The fact that innocent people got hurt. I mean, it's funny how the justice system works. And in this particular case, I mean, of course, you know, I'm an advocate for my people, and I don't want nobody to go to jail. However, if you did the crime and you got caught for it, and justice is being served, simply put. And it got to be something big because L.A. Reid wasn't even trying to bail him out. Like, L.A. Reid, like, was like, you know, I'm done. I wash my hands with you, son.
Hmm.
I really don't even know, you know what I'm saying, what to say. And because, as Queen said, you know what I'm saying, just one, you know, someone, you know, losing their life and all this type of stuff. And in the same token, basically, him losing his too, just not instantly. 98 years, that is the rest of that man's natural life being told what to do. 23 hours of the day. Is it worth it?
It's crazy.
I tell you like this though. The old saying goes: don't do the crime, you can't do the time. And now he's gonna have to do 98, pretty much a century. So he ain't gonna see the light of day for the rest of his life. And you know what? Whatever. Like I said, I hope Bobby gets locked up for a long time too, so we don't have to hear any more of his god awful music. He should get locked up just for making bad music in the first place. The only thing good he made was the beat to Hot Nigga, so that way he can make the T.I. joint. Where they at, though? That's the only good thing he's done in his life. That's the only good thing. I'm sorry. That's the only good thing. But I did want to talk about this. Like, y'all remember back, like, about a month or two ago, we talked about the whole, you know, the whole drama with Kesha and Dr. Luke from her, you know, her label and all that drama, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's more drama. About 2 days ago,
Kesha was actually planning to be at the Billboard Music Awards doing a Bob Dylan cover for a performance. But that was up until two days ago, when Kesha announced on her Instagram account that her label has disapproved her to do that performance. Her Instagram post, Kesha did wrote that she wanted to cover Bob Dylan's It Ain't Me, Babe song at the show, and said, contrary to earlier reports, her performance would not be related to her ongoing legal battles with Dr. Luke, which is based on allegations that the producer raped her. She said on her Instagram post, quote, "I was very excited to perform a tribute to Bob Dylan by singing a cover of It Ain't Me, Babe at the Billboard Awards this year. I'm very sad and sorry to say I won't be allowed to do this. I just wanted to make very clear that this performance was about me honoring one of my favorite songwriters of all time that has never had anything to do at all to do with Dr. Luke. I was never going to use the picture of him, speak of him, or allude to my legal situation in any way. I simply wanted to sing a song I love to honor an artist I have always looked up to. Thank you all for the continued support," end quote. According to the group that produces the Billboard Music Awards, Dick Clark Productions, the label Kiwosabi Records had initially approved Kesha's performance at the awards show, but then later rescinded that approval. So, what do y'all think about yet another wrinkle, if you want to call it that, in this ongoing saga between Kesha and Dr. Luke?
Honestly, now it sounds like they're fucking with him, just because. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Like a tribute to somebody that ain't got nothing to do with this situation. Really, you gonna stop her from singing a song? A song. I'm kind of disgusted because I'm like, she's just trying to perform. She's trying to do what basically the career path that she chose, to be an entertainer, to be a singer, to perform. So to deny her the right to actually practice what's in her career choice is asinine to me. I think it's completely stupid. And like I said, they fucking with her. To give her permission, then you just gonna go ahead and snatch it away. Now, I give her props because that statement, by far, is probably one of the best statements I've heard given by anybody in regards to any type of controversy. Like, honestly, I thought it could have been something stupid said, but that honestly was like one of the best responses. So I give her kudos for that, because that whole response could have went way left.
Right. What you got to say, Bishop?
I think Queen just said it and said it all, man. At the end of the day, I think that's exactly what it is. It's just a simple fact of the matter of trying to sit up there and just break this girl at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like literally just break her emotionally, break her mentally, to make her feel like her speaking up, her wanting to be free from that dude, free from under his thumb, his hand, whatever the case may be, and totally separate herself from her, from him, altogether. So to sit up there now, to give her the green light, and then totally take it back. Like, no, second thought, no, you can't. Like. It's a mind game thing, man. And at the end of the day, that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to fit in. They're trying to break that girl.
We talked about this whole situation. You know, the allegations that he raped her, and then she waited until later on down the line and wanted to get out of the contract, and then Judge got involved and said, no, you can't get out of it, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just, you know, I kind of agree with you guys' sentiment that, you know, this is just seems like a tactic where they're just trying to really mess with her livelihood and just break her down. And it's a shame because, you know, the girl just wants to live and do what she loves to do, and that's, you know, be an artist. But yet she's on a label that is run by somebody who allegedly sexually assaulted her, and now they're doing this, and it's just, you know, eventually something's got to give. Something has got to give where, you know, they got to either let her go, or someone's got to get her out of that contract, or they just need to just, you know, take off the rent, you know, take off the shackles. And let that girl live. You know, and that's what needs to happen. This is, you know, you look at a situation like this, and it just, it drives home the whole, you know, the reason why a lot of artists out here nowadays are going independent, because they don't want to deal with this kind of drama and this kind of madness, you know. And the more that this kind of situation is magnified, the more artists are going to push themselves to be independent. They're going to push themselves to be, to just have their own record labels so they can do their own marketing, their own promotion, and, you know, make their own royalties and not have to be, you know, be put in slave contracts, you know what I'm saying? And not be, you know, holes in the industry or anything like that. And, you know, after seeing this, like, I feel for Kesha. I do. I feel for Kesha. I really hope that eventually she'll be able to get out of this situation and she'll be able to just be an artist and, you know, be great. Because right now she can't be an artist and she can't be great because she got shackles on her. She's shackled down. And it's sad. It really is. But hopefully, you know, everything, you know, things happen for a reason. You know, what's the old saying? God works in mysterious ways. I'm sure they eventually, this whole thing will work itself out, and, you know, hopefully she can go independent and be happy. You know what I'm saying? We hope.
Hope so. Hope so.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into our musical break and then get into our topic, Queen Poison, I mentioned this in the opening, but you did a Twitter poll about our topic last week. So you want to go ahead and touch on that real quick before we go to our musical break?
I most definitely did a Twitter poll starting last week. And the poll was, do you believe that side chicks are winning? And 80% said yes, and 20% said no.
So 80% of people on Twitter that answered your poll think that side chicks are winning out here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the reality and the culture that we live in, y'all. This is proof positive right here. And when you showed me that poll, I couldn't wrap my head around it, because I'm just like, wait, this many people really think side chicks are winning out here? Like, what they know that I don't know?
Man.
Like, Bishop, go ahead, Queen, because I want to ask Bishop what he thinks about this before we go to break. But go ahead and speak on it, though, Queen.
Man, I'm in the wrong business. Oh, my goodness. Like, that would explain a lot, though. That really would explain a lot for me, especially as far as the dating scene. Not just here, but from what I'm hearing, like, everywhere. Like, dating is not what it used to be. And the fact that being the side piece is so acceptable. Like I said in the last episode, you know, us growing up, you know, being a side piece was taboo. Like, you know, if you were, no one knew about it. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, everybody is wearing it like it's a badge of honor. So I'm like, shit. What do you do?
My brother, like, what do you think about this? You know, this whole thing about side chicks winning out here, man.
I mean, man, where do I start, actually, dude? I mean, at the end of the day, this in fact, first of all, that's got to be the most laughable thing ever. But in a sense, I guess, in a way, yeah, I guess what's you know, depending the region and whatnot, I guess it can be said, this in fact, side chicks are winning. You know, the way unfortunately, some of our generation, and definitely this younger generation, is carrying themselves and acting and all that type of stuff. I mean, yeah. I mean, we heard Queen sit up there and say, like, back in the day, you know, being somebody's mistress, being someone's side piece was basically like a taboo thing. It was definitely something, you know, saying jokers, women went out of their way to try to keep on the hush hush. And nowadays it's like, whatever, I'm proud of some fact I'm a side piece, because guess what, da 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 da, he still come over here, he still going that, like no knowledge of self-worth, no understanding of self-worth, even for the dudes, man, like just none. Like, and it ain't even just with the whole side dude, side chick thing. I mean, think about even now, like, stripping is glorified now. And back in the day, hated or they felt so much shame about being a stripper, they went out of their way to keep it under wraps, to keep it from family, keep it from friends. And it really only turned into something that a woman sat up there and actually did. If push came to shove, it was the only thing left for her to do to take care of her family, take care of her kids. But nowadays, it seems like everybody's fine to be a stripper. Everybody's fine to sit there and be somebody's, being somebody's option on the side. So, like, why? You absolutely don't know your worth at all.
Let me tell you something. I'm actually laying right here next to my lady that I've been with for over three years, and I'm gonna tell you something. Like, I can never be a side nigga. I can't. I just couldn't. I, like, be honest with you, I can't see myself with anybody else but this woman right here that I'm laying right next to. I can't. I would do anything for this woman. You know, I would die for this woman. And there's chicks out here nowadays, like you said, Bishop, they don't know their worth. You know what I'm saying? They don't know their worth. They'd be fine with being with a man who has somebody already. And they'd be fine with that. And it's, you know, it just shouldn't be that way. You know, it really shouldn't. And speaking of that, like I said, then we're going to talk about side dudes, you know, people who, you know, guys who don't mind fucking somebody else, some other dude's woman. You know, I'm pretty sure dudes find that to be a badge of honor. They could take somebody else's woman and do what they got to do and everything like that. And speaking of which, we're going to get into that topic in just a minute, but I want to play a track that has to do with being a side dude, and this is a classic one right here. The song, and Bishop, you probably will know this one, being, you know, the old school head that you are. It's "Me and Mrs. Jones" by Billy
Hey
Paul.
Now, hey now, hey now. Classic right there. That's classic right there.
Yes. Yes, indeed. So we're going to play that one, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about songs that have to do with side dudes. So make sure if you listen to us right now over the phone line, we appreciate you. If you want to, you know, if you want to get in on the conversation, make sure you hit 1, and we'll get you in on the conversation. If you're listening out there on the live stream, you want to hit us up 347-215-8558, or hit us up on the Twitter feed,
and we'll get you on here. All right. So we're gonna listen to this song, and then we'll come back, and we're gonna get started with this topic right here on TSOTS Mic Check.
Dude, are you serious?
Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays our favorite song. Me and Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligation. But it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. The same place, the same cafe, the same time, and we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know, and I know that it was wrong. But I'm making strong. We gotta let them know now that we gotta.
And welcome back. This is TSOTS Mic Check right here on the TSOTS channel, TSOTS app. Your boy DC's People Champ, Queen Poison, the Bishop Eddie Kane, we right here. And that was Billy Paul, Me and Mrs. Jones, a classic, classic song. Told you that you was going to like that one there, Bishop.
Hey, man, that's classic right there all day.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Man, I'm telling you, like, the songs dedicated to side dudes go back a ways, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You can see it right there with that song right there. Me and Mrs. Jones, Lord have, we got a thing going on. Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what we're here to talk about here. Last week we talked about the side chicks and the songs that have to do with side chicks, and now we're about to talk about the other side of the coin, the side dudes themselves, man, the dudes who get with other men's women. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here to talk about here. So we're going to go ahead and get into that. Let's just get a little balance going. And we're going to kick this thing off proper like. You feel me? So here we go. All right. So, Queen Poison, I always like to do ladies first. So, Queen Poison, you want to kick it off?
Sure. I asked me to pull up my list. But yeah, I have my list, and I'm ready whenever y'all are ready.
Well, you know, I'm always ready. I'm always ready. But I said, I like to do it like have ladies go first.
Okay, so it's funny that you did play Billy Paul first, because that actually was on my list. That was my number five. Number four would be He Can't Love You by Jagged Edge. Number three is Next Lifetime by Erykah Badu. Number two is Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake. And number one is Caretaker by Drum Fusion Sousa. So I tried to mix up my list a little bit of new and old.
Yeah, I want to use. Do that. Listen, what you bring to the table here for side dude songs?
Well, you know, I gotta throw Kells in there. Kells literally made a whole series from Down Low to Contagious. So
yeah.
I'll throw Kells in there.
And Trapped in the Closet.
Trapped in the Closet too, literally. You know,
yeah.
I'm gonna run with, you know, 4 and 5 Kells, Down Low, Contagious, 3, Joe, All the Things Your Man Won't Do.
That's a good one.
Let's see. Number two is I can't think of the dude's name, but the song was Splacavelli.
I don't think I know that one.
Yeah, the lyrics is like, Every woman needs a black Splacavelli, a man she can call when her man ain't doing her right. He'll work it all night.
I definitely don't know that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he was a one hit wonder. That was the only hit he had. And number one, what would my number one be? I guess I'll go ahead and go I'll choose something a little more recent and go with Placid P, Boyfriend Number Two.
Okay. Those are good ones, except for the Sacred Valley one. I ain't never heard that joint. I'm going to have to look for that joint.
That was the only song he had. That he was literally a one hit wonder.
That's how it usually goes, don't it?
Came out in the late 90s.
Okay. All right. I guess it's my turn now. It's not in particular order because, you know, I don't really have a number one. I don't really have a spot, number five. It's not in any particular order, but these are just the five that I'm thinking about now. First one, Humping Around Bobby Brown. Like, because let's face it, like, that bama. I think Bobby Brown made a career probably being a side dude or something like that. But yeah, Humping Around, that'd be my, that's one. That's the first one of the top five. That bama. I mean, the freaking chorus itself is like everybody humping around. He was definitely humping around. The next one. Now this one might kind of throw you off, but listen to Marvin's Room by Drake. That's definitely a side dude song. That's a side dude song. I mean, listen to the chorus of that joint. Fuck that nigga that you think you found. Come on now. That ain't a sound of your song. I don't know what it is. Come on. You know,
dude,
I'm
over here rolling.
Come on now. Come on now. You know I don't like Drake, but come on now. Listen to real. That's a side dude song. He's trying to be the side dude. He's trying to go from side dude. He's trying to be the side dude to start and then go to be the main dude. That's what he's trying to do. That's what he's trying to do. That bama. But that's what, I mean, you just listen to the chorus. The beginning of the freaking chorus just tells you everything you need to know. Tells you everything that you need to know. Number three. Now, this one right here is a side dude and a side chick song. We didn't even mention it last week, and I should have. But I'm glad I thought about it for this week. OPP, Naughty by Nature.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
OPP. OPP. That is definitely the side piece song, whether you male or female. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. I ain't down with it, though.
And other people's property. Sure enough.
Y'all can have that.
Well, if you really
want to
get nasty with other people's penis.
Well, yeah,
pretty much. Number four. Now, this is another one that could possibly be considered a side dude song. But Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. Y'all agree, right? Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, y'all just consider a side dude song.
Yeah. At the same aspect, Tupac let him know that he'll take the chick anyway.
The fact that the song began with "That's why I fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker."
Hey, listen. Pac, that nigga was heartless after getting shot.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
That joke was like, listen, no more. Brenda's got a baby. No more. Keep your heads up. None of that. That joke was like, forget that.
Right. And then. The song playing right now, Contagious, Ozzy Brothers. Another one that, you know, side dude song. You know what I'm saying? That's another one.
that would be top five Patton song. And then my honorable mention would be the entire Trapped in the Closet series by R. Kelly. I mean, for the love of God. That was the combination of side piece, all that. He was shouting a side chick, and he ended up being a side dude. And this story confused the hell out of me. Can I just say that? Can I just say how much that song confused the hell out of me? It did. I mean, because you got Kells, he got a girl, he goes fuck another woman, she got a man, but come to find out her man's gay, and he was fucking another dude, and just the whole fucking thing confused the hell out of me, yo. This is like, what the hell is going on right here? But, that's my top five, so I got to pose a question to both of y'all. Bishop, I'm going to start with you. Are side dudes winning out here? Are they winning?
Hell no.
Explain why.
No, well, number one, first things first, is some fact that most of these niggas ain't even strapping up. So they knocking the chick up. Two, most of them is forgetting the fact that they're a side dude and think they deserve some main dude privileges. You know, they getting bold with it, guys. So, no, these niggas ain't winning. When niggas feel bold enough to call or come to your spot and leave, how can I put this? Leave signs that they were there? Yeah. No, that's not winning. That's called definitely getting yourself hurt. It's not winning. Because as the ladies like to say today, the simple fact they catching feelings. When you a side dude, you're not supposed to be catching feelings at all. Feelings are not supposed to get involved. Now, I'm just speaking from the book of side niggaology.
Pause. Wait a minute. Why do you even have that book? I have a question.
No, even better question is, where the hell did that name come from?
Listen. I had to get the book today for this particular show.
I'll get up for a minute. I got questions that need answers.
So I'm thinking from the book of side niggology. Chapter 3. Third paragraph. You're never supposed to catch feelings.
The fact that you're even quoting specific passages mean that you had the book for a minute. You can't fool me. Okay, ain't nothing to do with can of oil. You can't fool me.
Listen, all I'm saying is this. You ain't supposed to catch feelings, right? You ain't supposed to catch feelings.
You also ain't supposed to catch hands either, but that happens all the time.
Because they sit up there and they lose, they forget their place. As a side dude, you ain't never supposed to reach out. You are only supposed to respond. You ain't never supposed to call. You just answer when you're called upon.
Hey guys, real quick though, like Poison, before we get your thoughts on whether they win it out here, I wanted to bring, we got somebody on the line who, you know, wanted to speak on this as well. So I want to bring on Penrose, our guest, who wanted to speak on the topic. Penrose, what's going on, brother? You on mic check.
Hey, What's going on, man? Yo, nothing much, man. Living life, and enjoying it. But I just wanted to touch on your topic, man. For one, if you're a side dude and you're allowing yourself to be called a side dude, you use a bitch ass nigga. Because see, if you're dick in a glass jar, that's one thing. Every woman has a dick in a glass jar. But a side dude, that means that you're getting something from this woman. No man needs to be a side dude. Dudes have side chicks, and I'm not saying that is right, but see, you have to be in the mental mindset to be able to take care of you, your own, and this side bitch. If you're a side dude, that means you're getting taken care of by this woman. You're not just dick in a glass jar. Come on, man. Side dudes can never be women. I mean, can never be winning. That's like, any nigga that takes that title is a bitch ass nigga. Real shit. Hands down.
Man, preach, brother, preach. Preach. My man. That's what's up right there, man. You speaking some real shit right there, man. Penrose, I appreciate that one, man. Hey, real quick, Penrose, like, tell us, name a couple of side dude songs out there that would you consider the top.
Side dude songs? I don't know, man. I don't know, because I would probably turn that shit off if I heard. I don't know. Let me think. Like, some shit that a side dude would probably play would be Dreams, I Love Your Girl. Even though that shit used to rock, you know what I mean? That could be a side dude's anthem. Flaccavelli, I guess. Captain Save-A-Ho, for sure. I don't know, man. I can't really think of too many side dude songs. But that's, I don't know, that's just a horrible term, man. Side dudes. I don't understand any nigga that could be like, yo, you about to be over here loving on me, and then you about to go home to your man. Now, you come and get banged out, that's one thing. But you coming over here, and you want to be intimate and spend quality time, and then go do the same shit with another nigga that you pay bills with? Bitch, if you don't get your life, man, please. Anyway, I don't know the songs, man, but I just wanted to call in and give my thoughts, man. Y'all have a great night. Catch us at Grime Empire. We got a podcast as well, too, man. Grime Empire on the Twitter. Shameless plug. Y'all have a good one, man.
Thank you,
Penrose, appreciate you, brother, man. We'll look you up, man.
No doubt, man. One.
All right. Man, listen. That dude was preaching out here, man. I felt like I was going to church out here, man. I felt like I was going to church with them, man.
Penrose is the homie. Shout out to Detroit.
That's hey, Michigan in the building, yo.
That's what's up. The queen is on you now, Joey. Like, are side dudes really winning out here?
Yes, they are, for several reasons. Now, I'm glad Penrose have brought up the term glass in a jar dick, which is basically for women, the man that we keep in case of emergencies that we need to get, you know, handled in our quote-unquote oil change every now and again.
That's what this...
Now, here's the confusion. Most women consider our side dude to be the glass in the jar dick. Point blank, period. That's what we consider them to be. So, depending on how savage the woman is, determines the quality of side dude she might keep. Now, the woman is savage and she's just keeping them strictly as that in case of emergency, then, you know, he know his position if he plays it the way he's supposed to. However, there is a good amount, almost too many, that are more than just an emergency side piece. Basically, they're there for, you know, emergency intimate purposes and also to make us feel wanted and desired as women often do. So that kind of kicks the role of the main dude out the way because for whatever reason, he can't seem to fulfill that need for us emotionally, that attention that we, you know, desire as women. Which is why, you know, it's so easy for the side dude to come in and make himself known because he's basically selling us that pipe dream like, oh, well, since your man, you know, not giving you the attention that you require and you deserve right now, let me slide through filling that void for you whenever you need me to. And, you know, we don't have to make it a whole relationship. It could be a situationship. I'm here when you need me. So because he's offering that comfort, that pillow, that cloud, to fill in whatever, you know, pain that we feel like we're not getting from our main significant other, that's why they're winning. They're like, okay, well, you already got your cake. Here's this little piece that you can keep too. And, you know, a lot of us become greedy. So we're like, oh, that sounds good. I can have my cake and eat it too. Bet. And, you know, some of these side dudes be like, well, you know, your man coming up short, let me fill that void. You know, you need some money for the rent, you need some money for a bill, you need some money for something. If I got it, you got it. And some of those side dudes actually end up replacing the main dude in some cases. And it could turn to the situation where the side dude will flip it and end up becoming whatever his purpose, and a flipping, so she now becomes a side chick instead of him just being a side dude. Situations like that can flip. It's always two sides to the coin, so you never know what position you might end up being in.
Always two sides to the story. Aha, see what I did there? Okay, all right. Anyway. This is going to be very contrary to what I normally say, but I think I'm going to agree with the consensus and say that they are winning out here, and this is why. Because you look at the side chick is fine, you know, is okay with just being just a side piece and being like, okay, you know, you hit me up on late night, you know, if you want to get, you know, you want to get your nut off, and, you know, I'll hook you up with that. And then, you know, I already know you're going back to your girl, your baby mama, whoever she is, and whatever, and it's all good. And that's, you know, that's the mentality that most, you know, side chicks have. Whereas, like has been mentioned, side dudes will be side dudes, but for the most part, they do that as a comfort for a woman who may be in a relationship that they may not be happy with. You know what I'm saying? And they provide that comfort. They most side dudes do more than main dudes do. Like they give them flowers and cards, and they rub their feet and they massage them, and they take care of them when the main dude ain't doing it. So, you know, contrary to how I normally feel about side pieces, I think that side dudes are winning out here because the majority of them are just dudes who are doing what main dudes aren't doing for their woman. Period. I mean, and that's why a lot of these dudes out here need to wake up. You know, and I don't want to go into a whole, you know, tangent, because that's more for his or hers, which is tomorrow night. But seriously, these dudes out here need to wake up, because what's going to mess around happen is that their woman's going to get side dudes, and them side dudes going to turn into the main, and they're going to end up being replaced. You know, that's why, you know, me, I do everything I can to make the lady that's laying right next to me as happy as possible. You know what I'm saying? Because last thing I want is to end up being replaced by a side dude. Feel me? So, yeah, side dudes is winning out here. Seriously, they winning. I ain't going to lie, they are winning. But sooner or later, they're going to start losing. Once, you know, and when they start losing, when these dudes start wising up and stop acting like, you know, stop going out trying to get side shit. You know, see what I'm saying? But, yeah. But good topic tonight, you guys. You know, great show tonight. Definitely want to say, you know, thanks to everybody that listened. Shout out to Penrose from Detroit calling in and giving his thoughts and taking them to church on us and everything like that. Of course, you know, shout out to my family, my peeps right here on Mic Check, Queen Poison, and the Bishop back in the fold and everything like that. You guys have any last words before we get up out of here?
Shout out to Penrose and the Grime Lords, Grime Empire. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm Queen_Poison, zeros instead of O's and double I. Of course, you can follow my awesome, awesome co-host on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us all over. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio. /TSOTSProductions and TSOTSProductions.com. Is that the website? I believe it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, just Google us. You can find us anywhere.
Bishop, you got any last words of your first show back?
I'm just happy to be back in the game, Coach. I'm happy, but man, shout out to Pimp Rose though, and the whole G fam. Shout out to our CEO Poetry, the VP, the whole TSOTS family, man. It feels good to be back. Let's just get it, man. Shout out to our fan base as always. Much love to y'all. Respect y'all highly. So can't wait till next week. Let's get it.
Indeed, indeed. And just to let y'all know, we got His and Hers coming up tomorrow night. So make sure you tune in right here at 10 p.m. for His and Hers. DMVF Unleashed, which is the radio show from the DMVF eFed, is going to have a show coming up next week. So make sure you look out, like stay tuned for that. That's going to be fun. Next Wednesday, me and Chills are back at it with Skybox. We weren't on last night. I had a family emergency. But we'll be back at it next week. We're going to be talking NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and some more stuff. And then next week, we back at it again for Mic Check right here on Thursday night with another great musical topic, more music, and more shenanigans. So for Queen Poison, the Bishop and it came. This is yours truly, the most electrifying man in internet radio. This is People's Chat. We signing off. We'll see y'all later. Peace and blessings.
Peace out.
Deuces.